Good evening and welcome, everyone. This is RCN Sports Talk presented by The Morning Call. I'm Chris Michael. So glad you could be with us. We have a great hour-long program tonight, our first official show of the spring sports season. So let's get right to the introductions, and we'll work in for the first half of the program the returning coach of the year for boys basketball and the team of the year, The Morning Call, for this past year. Ken Dunkel, head coach Adam Mayes, along with two players joining us this segment, James Haig and Harrison Dottery. Gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on last year's awesome campaign.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Before, I know you're excited about this year, and you're already off to a great start. But first, I'd just like to ask you about last year, Coach of the Year. You had the Player of the Year, Cam Parsons, who is back on your team again this year. What was last year's experience like?
It was a great season. We had a really talented team. We do this year, too. We've got work to get to where we need to be for last year. But yeah, Coach of the Year was a great award, but I've got three great coaches helping me out: Jared Kostick, Karen Moll, and Bobby Spangler. So it was really a team effort, just like the boys' plan.
And James, you were voted to talk about last year's team. It was very diplomatic here when the volleyball kids got together.
Yeah, so last year we had a great team all around. We had great passers, great hitters, and obviously Cameron Parsons is a great setter. Lucky to have him back this year, of course. As a hitter, I love that I have a great setter on me. But our team last year, our dynamic was just phenomenal. I mean, the personalities all meshed together so well, and we've all been playing together for the most part since we were like 14 years old. So it was definitely an awesome experience with that team, and playing in the state games was a lot of fun. I mean, you had a lot of coaches there. Every game you're getting scouted, and it was a lot of fun that you were in the biggest stage of the sport, mm-hmm. that were at our level. So it was awesome.
Yeah. And you know, of the six Lehigh Valley All-State representatives from last year's team, one of them was your son, Brendan, who's now Kutztown. James, you were another one of them. Four of the six representatives came from your school. That's a pretty awesome accomplishment, because there's some pretty good volleyball programs in this area.
Yeah, it was honestly a huge honor to have been selected for that, but it just speaks to how our team was. We had such great chemistry together. I feel like every time we were on the court, we made each other better, and it was awesome. It was great.
Glad you guys are here. I mean, spring sports, I think it's spring. I'm not. I was just coming from a softball game. It didn't feel like spring, but there's so much going on in the spring. You got baseball, softball, tennis is going on. But your sport is really, I think, one of the more entertaining sports. And then the other sport we're going to talk about later in the show is another one that is really enjoyable to watch. How did you get into it, James? How did you get in? Obviously, a lot of kids, you know, in the old days, we'd grow up wanting to play baseball, wanting to play football, wanting to play basketball. How did you kind of matriculate toward the sport of volleyball?
Yeah, so I actually tried all of them, and I've been exposed to, well, not all of them. I mean, basketball, baseball, soccer, football. I've tried many sports, and I really liked volleyball from when I was a young kid. I really liked watching my siblings play. I would pick up one of the balls that was on the side of the court and just play around with my brother. And volleyball's not the most popular boys sport. It's definitely growing, I believe. But I just love the game of volleyball. There's nothing in any of the other sports to me that compared to the feeling that you get when you get like a really nice kill. Or it's just a great team sport, and you need your teammates to succeed, and it's just awesome.
Well, there's no question about it. This sport, I mean, I cover a lot of team sports, basketball. I just come off the basketball season. Football, obviously, is team-oriented, but this one, really, you can't do a darn thing without everybody being in sync, right?
Yeah, you really can't. You need everybody on the team. You need a pass, you need a set, and you need a kill. And just everybody touching the ball, you rely heavily on the guys next to you, and it's a lot about trusting your teammates and just being in the right spots at the right time.
Harrison, how did you get started in the sport of volleyball?
I started playing in middle school, and then ever since then, I've just really enjoyed playing. I've played with James the past 2 years, so yeah, just growing up playing, watching it on TV. I loved watching it in Olympics and beach volleyball. I thought that was so cool to watch him play. So,
yep. Ken, are we at full throttle here with the sport? I mean, everybody in the EPC has a team, or some schools don't have a team?
No,
I know in the Colonial League we don't have.
Yeah, I know there's some that don't. Central Catholic doesn't. I'm trying to think of who else doesn't. So, but they're growing. You know, they just added the Pocono schools last year, I think, for the first year for boys. So it's definitely growing. We're seeing a lot of growth in D3 schools. So that's exciting. Hopefully, it gets more kids involved.
How about last year's? You had LaSalle, Penn Ridge you beat in states, and then you were up against Central York. I believe they were the number one ranked team coming into the state tournament. What did you like playing against those? I know around here the level of competition is pretty strong, but what was it like seeing those teams, different levels of competition, and then finally playing York Central?
It was awesome. As a player, it's the type of games that you love to play in. They're always going to be a close game, and you just want to be the, you got to beat the best to be the best, and we just enjoy playing against the best teams in the state. I mean, it was unfortunate that we had to come across Central York in the semifinals because they were actually first. We were second in the state at the time. Yeah. And but, I mean, we really felt strong about it. We took a set from them in the first, and just we couldn't finish off the next three, unfortunately. I mean, I think the last set was something like 27, 25, or 20, 28, 26, or something high. And it just shows how close the competition is in our state, and at any given time, any team can win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Penn Ridge match was really, for me, probably the culmination of our season. You know, it was a five-setter. I probably was a couple years older by the time the match was done. Lost a little bit more hair, but, you know, the boys fought hard. It was a great back-and-forth match. You know, one of our players had lost his grandfather just prior to the match, so it was very emotional for the whole team. So, you know, they played their hearts out. It was a hard-fought match, and, you know, we came out on top, but it was just a great experience.
Coming off that great year you had last year, the expectations are even higher, or, I mean, does it get difficult when you have a season like you had?
Yeah, I haven't been in that position, but it's kind of a reset every year. It really is. I mean, you have a lot of the same kids coming back. You know, every year I think, oh, how are we going to replace, you know, Pat, how are we going to replace Noah? And every year somebody's stepping up, and I think that's one of the cool things about it. You know, we're probably not starting at the same spot we did last year. Last year we really had, you know, seven varsity starters right off the bat. This year we've got the foundation for it. We've got three or four that are right where they need to be, and then we've got some that we're going to get there by the end of the season. So, you know, every year's a reset. Last year's done. Let's start working on this year and see if we can get as far.
How does it shape up this year? How does the EPC shape up?
I think it's going to be a lot like last year. You know, we're cruising through, which I think was some of our downfall at the end of the last season. You know, District 3 is really, really tough. They had, what, five teams, I think, in the top 10 in the state, and they're playing them all season. So for them, for Central York to play us in the semifinal wasn't anything they weren't used to seeing. Our first tough match was Penn Ridge. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, we battled out, and we were hoping that would prepare us enough for Central York, but not quite. So we've got the Bobcat this weekend. There'll be some good competition down there. Kohler Classic coming up. That'll be some good competition. So hopefully that preps us.
What did it do for the students? So we were talking before we came on here about the excitement level. A lot of people don't realize how exciting the sport of volleyball is. What did some of your students say about it? What did some of the people in the community say about that nice run in the state tournament last year?
It was definitely nice. We got a lot of recognition from the newspapers, from the press, from our classmates, and they were all rooting us on. And we had a few people actually came out to our Central York game. I think it was at Exeter High School, which is kind of a hike from us. So it was cool to see. I mean, we're starting to get every year. We're getting more and more kids to come to our games, and this year we're having more students coming than we ever have. So it's really awesome to be a part of and be able to be playing with your friends watching.
It's tough to carve your niche at Emmaus. I mean, everybody, having covered Emmaus athletics for 35 years and living in the community, I know that, you know, you get the field hockey's got its own thing going. The swimmers, oh my goodness, they got their thing going. Soccer's a big sport. So it's kind of sometimes difficult to gain like school-wide traction.
Yeah.
But you guys, when you win, you know, you're going to get those people out to that game. You're going to get the community excited. You feel that?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely feel that. And I would also say, like, a lot of students on our team or that don't even make our team would be starting at schools around the EPC. So it's very difficult for those students to find their niche as well because, like, it's not so fair, the circumstances that we have 800 kids that are – or 700 to 800 kids every grade. So it's really hard for a lot of kids to find time at our program, but those kids would be – stars on other mm-hmm. programs, which would have been nice for them too.
Harrison, what was it like for you? Because you were a junior, you were joined here by seniors on the program today here. So, what's it like moving up last year as an underclassman and now taking over as one of the leaders on the team?
The future of Emmaus volleyball.
No pressure.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's cool. It's humbling that I was able to take the spot of, you know, one of the good liberos that have come out of Emmaus. I mean, I think the season's going to be a lot of fun just going forward, moving forward.
And that's one of the things you've been able to do the last few years is, as you said, you lose such great players, but you keep finding people to fill in those roles rather quickly again this year.
Yeah, and we've got a great middle school program. We've got actually two between IR and LMS. You know, I think one of the things that's probably hurt Park a little bit is they combined their middle school program into one. Mm-hmm. So that cuts down on kids feeding into the program. A lot of our kids play club. I coached James when you were, 12 in club, and Mitch and actually Brendan were all on the same team. So there's a lot of continuity there. And, you know, we have great kids coming up through. So I actually have a sophomore and a freshman on the varsity roster this year. They're getting reps and, you know, it's just keep building that future and keep the kids coming.
Before we bring in some of your teammates here, we were talking about some more fun moments during last year or even this year. Anything you want to share that was kind of interesting or highlights from last year?
I got a bunch of stories from last year. I mean, we had a really awesome team. It was a bunch of goofballs, but once it got to the game, of course, we were all business. And that was something that I really liked about last year's team. But we're talking about, like, on the bus, we had one of our kids put at least 20 pieces of gum in his mouth and was able to chew it. And that was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
I hope he didn't
play
like that.
Oh, no, he didn't play like that. But surprisingly, he was a really good player, so it was really cool. But then after districts, last year, it was like a super soaker in the bus. Everybody had the water bottles filled, all the seniors, and they just squirted them all over the underclassmen, and we had a lot of fun on the ride home, for sure.
How much do you want to continue playing this game in college? Is that an option for you?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to be continuing this sport in college, whether it be club or on a varsity team.
What are you looking at?
Right now, I would be playing volleyball at NYU.
Oh, tremendous school.
Yeah, so that would be a great option for me. I'd be studying business there as well. Or I'm also looking at Villanova and Northeastern too. Continue playing volleyball on their club teams because, unfortunately, there's only about like 50 universities, D1, D2, and D3, that actually have volleyball programs. And it's nice that it's growing every year, but it's also a little bit of a disadvantage for a lot of the students that want to play in college because they don't really, the schools that they want to go to don't necessarily have a team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some really good club programs too. Oh, yeah. Challenge.
That's great.
A lot of D2, yeah. D3.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of club teams that could actually beat some
as
of the
As long as you
can teams.
Continue playing the game you love to play.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right, well, great job, James and Harrison. We're going to have some of your teammates come in and talk about the season. Plus, we have some more teams coming up in just a little bit. But continued success to you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, as we head to our first break, one of the teams looking to challenge Emmaus on the volleyball court is the Freedom boys basketball team. Sports Talk's Alyssa Scheckler caught up with the Patriots following a win this week over Southern Lehigh.
I was very happy with the way that we played because we have a tendency to sometimes play down or not play to our potential. And I told the guys, you just need to go out and play on your side of the net. And that's exactly what we did today.
I really thought we picked up our defense, which really helped to get our offense moving well.
Had a lot of good runs of points, which is not usual for us. We usually get one or two and then go back and forth. And we put a lot of nice runs today together, which is what we've been working on in practice.
I like to play out at league teams because it seems like for later games in the season, see what the outer league teams can show and helps us get better competition.
Well, the league is obviously Emmaus, and then from there, teams have been beating teams. We started off with Northampton, took that win, which was exciting for us because it probably wasn't supposed to be a win. Played against Allen. Allen did very well also. Emmaus was, nice. We didn't win, obviously, but they know what they need to do now.
Well, I think our season's going well. We had two games that went to five early on in the season. We came out with the wins. We had one bad game against Emmaus, but the next time we play them, I think we can come out with the win.
Welcome back to RCN Sports Talk, presented by The Morning Call. Joining Keith Groller and myself, the first half of the program, the Emmaus boys volleyball team, District 11 defending champions, Coach of the Year in the Morning Call, and Ken Dunkel. And we're joined this segment by Mitchell Shoemaker and Matt Swanson. Congratulations on last year and this year's success so far. First, I'll ask you a couple stories, and then they have some good stories of their own, too, they want to share, too. But what was your thoughts on last year's season? Nice run through the state tournament and, of course, winning a District 11 championship.
Of course, it was a great experience for the whole team, especially for me. I transferred last year from Central to Emmaus, so just playing high school in general was a great opportunity, especially even going to states wasn't something I even imagined doing at my time in high school. Really was like an eye-opening experience for what could be done with the sport as it continues to grow.
Matt? Yeah.
It was a great time, especially playing with the guys. They're like my best friends now. It's fun to hang out with them, and especially as we got to the later area of the season, playing those more competitive matches was really great. It was a lot of fun.
Who had the idea for the Super Soaker, by the way? Late in the year, that's a good idea. Now, maybe not so much.
The seniors, Noah Bacon and Carson Landis. Okay. Yeah.
I want to give them credit for that. And by the way, before I forget, I wanted to show off Ken's tie. He has one of the greatest ties I've seen. Can we get a shot of that? There you go.
I think I messed up my mic, though.
There you go.
But you said it was not.
Keith, why don't you have one of those?
It is not available. It is not available in the school store.
No, but
right?
If there's demand, we could probably make it happen.
What were some of the key points from last year? We talked about, you know, Parkland's obviously one of your big rivals. What were some of the big matches that you had last year?
My favorite match was definitely the Pennridge match. We have the star of it right here. In the last set, we were down by quite a bit of points, and he helped us get back in it to win it.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, especially last year, I was more of a serving specialist, so my key points were mainly for serving, and that game, we were definitely down by maybe like 5 points at one point, and it was like in the fifth set. A lot of people thought it was over for us, but usually I don't get nervous for serving, and I wasn't that game. And fortunately, it was really good. It was a really good final kind of end of that game for us because.
Yeah, and it's actually, serving specialist is a tough position because you're sitting on the bench, you know, waiting to get in, and it's like, okay, get in and perform.
Like a kicker in football.
Yeah, basically. So, you know, Mitch did a great job. He's kind of our utility player. You know, wherever I need somebody to plug in, Mitch is the guy. Check in there.
Now, had you played volleyball at Central? You said you transferred?
Central does not have a volleyball
team,
unfortunately.
That's unbelievable, too, because they have a spectacular girls volleyball program. That is one. Several state championships.
Yes, I actually still manage at, or this past girls season, I still managed at Central.
Really?
Yes.
I'm very close with the girls volleyball coach there, and it was a really good experience just because I was there my freshman and sophomore year, got to have the last senior experience with the girls I was starting off with. So having a boys program at Central is something that I feel like I'm still interested in doing. I tried my freshman and sophomore year trying to get the interest, and hopefully in the future something does happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Matt had his own controversial play last year, and you can't change the rule book. So you can go and talk about the story now that the points cannot be taken away from you.
So in volleyball, you can only touch the ball 2 times.
Yeah.
But at our tournament last year, I went up to block a ball. It came back down on our side, and I popped it up. And little did I know, I just went up and hit it out of instinct. And no one noticed, not on the other team, not the ref, not even me. And so that one...
Someone told you afterwards,
Someone
right?
told me afterwards, and we were all just kind of trying to like conceal it so that the ref wouldn't take away the point. And that was one of my highlights of the year, yeah, definitely.
Well, that's good, because officials in the Lehigh Valley are pretty sharp.
Yeah, they definitely are keeping an eye out.
Yeah.
I want to ask you guys about camaraderie with other teams. I come off of football. Everybody hates everybody in football. Everybody generally doesn't like it. I wouldn't say maybe it's quite the same in basketball as it is in football because a lot of kids play AAU. Because you guys play a lot of club volleyball, is there more unity and camaraderie than maybe we would expect it in other sports?
Yeah, definitely. Because especially last year, for me at least, I knew many of the kids on the Parkland team, and Parkland is known as our rival. And so, like, when we played them, it was almost like playing a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
And then while we played Whitehall, we didn't know any of them. And so that was definitely our fiercest competition last year in the district.
But obviously, though, you do get that, you know, you have to get pumped up and you have to almost like for that 2 hours or whatever it is for the course of a match, you got to despise the other side. Right?
But even playing against your friend kind of gives you that, like, I want to one-up them. And we've got, you know, great club program. We talked years ago about maybe making it more of a concentrated feeder program for East Penn. Mm-hmm. But it's so great to be able to go to these matches, and I've coached, you know, kids in Parkland and other schools, and they're friends with them. So when they're, you know, talking trash under the net and then hugging after the game, it's a great experience. And I mean, for high school, that's what it's all about, is experience. So
and club is important. I mean, obviously, a lot of these guys probably don't play other sports, and they're going to hone their game throughout the course of the summer.
It's actually a fall. So it starts October-ish and then pretty much ends the day before the season starts. So it's a double-edged sword. I like it because the kids get the reps, they get to hone their skills, but then they're starting the season with sore shoulders and sore knees. And, you know, so they worry a little bit about the injuries and the burnout, but it seems manageable, and it's a fun sport, so they seem to do pretty well.
How about you guys going to college? Would you like to play somewhere? Is that in the goals of yours to continue playing the game of volleyball?
For me, it is. I'm actually committed to go to DeSales University.
Oh, fantastic.
They do not have a club team at this point, but that is something I'm looking to start.
Get that started.
I'm also managing the girls' team there. I'm really excited. My sister plays there. She's a sophomore right now, going to be a junior next year. So I'm excited to just travel with them, get the coaching experience I'm really looking for, and starting my coaching career.
Scott Koval, the AD there, owes Keith a few favors. Keith will get it for you. He'll get that program started.
Absolutely. I've done a ton of stories at his 1982 Whitehall State Championship.
He owes you a few breaks.
But how about you, Mr. Swanson?
Yes, I'll be going to Syracuse next year. I have not committed officially yet, but I most likely will be to study engineering. But they have a club team. I hear it's pretty good, so I will be most likely trying out for them.
Make it better.
Yeah.
All right, before we let you go, any good stories about your teammates here? They were pretty passive. I heard, you know, before the show, we had all these great stories going back and forth.
Yeah.
What do you feel about your teammates?
Do you want to take this one?
No, you got it.
Well, last year, I played with Harrison on JV last year, too. And we always talk about, like, always, like, setting each other up and stuff, always being, like, helping each other out, like get like the good stats going. So like I was setting, so even if I took the first ball, like we're supposed to pass it to like our libero to take the next one, I would always give it to him because I knew he would give it right back to me. And I don't get a chance to get a lot of hitting stats, but that was my time right there.
Yeah. So always set the setter.
Set the setter.
That's number one rule.
And Matt, anything you'd like to do this senior? I know the obvious goal is to repeat again as EPC champs, district champs, and go maybe a couple steps further in states.
Mm-hmm. I hope we get to the same place. I know we definitely have the potential to. I really hope we get to the finals this year. And actually, the finals will be right the day before our graduation, so it would be pretty sweet to go from states to graduation.
It's always interesting at the end of the school year. You have so many things going on. Yeah. And, oh, by the way, you're playing for a big championship.
And I say this all the time. The spring coaches, I don't care if it's baseball, softball, lacrosse, or whatever, they got to deal with more stuff. In the fall, you're getting the kids fresh off the summer. They're ready to go.
Yep.
But at this point, some people have the foot out the door. At least one foot out the door.
It gets nice outside. The birds are chirping. A squirrel runs by. They get distracted.
So. I mean more like proms and senior week plans and you know, what we're going to do after graduation, that kind of stuff. And there are a lot more distractions at this time of year than there are in the fall, I believe, or even the winter.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair. But, you know, they do a pretty good job, and we try to keep, you know, practices certainly intense but fun, so they're engaged. Every now and then they need a little reminder that, you know, they're drifting a little, but they do a good job staying focused.
Well, Ken, thanks so much for your time and continued success to you.
Thank you.
All right, Ken Dunkel, James Haig, Matt Swanson, Mitchell Shoemaker, and Harrison Dottery joining us for the first half of the program, and we're going to have the Central Catholic Boys Lacrosse team coming up in just a few minutes. But right now it is Keith's favorite part of the show. It's called Growler's Grumblings, where Keith sounds off and talks about everything and anything on his sports mind. Keith?
Well, first of all, I want to, again, express how happy I am to see some of the, which to them they're, it's marquee, but to the general public, a lot of them don't go out to things like lacrosse and volleyball. I'm glad we're putting the spotlight on the kids. They all work hard, and we achieve at a high level around here in some of these sports. Speaking of achieving at a high level, I got to just put a little bouquet on the great career of Muhammad Ali Abdur-Rahman. I know they didn't win, but just like his high school career ended with a quarterfinal loss to a good Philly Catholic school, it ended for him again against a good Philly Catholic school on the collegiate level on Monday night. But he played well. He had 30 points in his final high school game. He had 23 points in his final collegiate game. And since I'm not going to be here next week, my another note is that I want to congratulate all the members of the new class of the National Football Foundation Lehigh Valley chapter. Gene Lagasse is a good guy, Coach Steady Mays, Danny Kendra III, great quarterback at Bethlehem Catholic and then played at Florida State. Of course, Mike Donnelly, the late, great Mike Donnelly, Muhlenberg College, legend there. All the people that are going in on May the 4th, it's a special group, especially, Mr. Steve Shepherd, past guest on our show. It's well-deserved. So happy for Steve to be going in there. It's a great class, and I hope that the football fans in the area will get out there on May the 4th at the Northampton Community Center. I know Chris, they're going to be talking about it next week, but I won't be here, so my congratulations to all those guys.
All right. Now, as we head to break, it appears to be a transitions year for the Liberty baseball team, but rumors are flying that the Hurricanes could be a force come playoff time. Sports Talk Mike Kingsley stopped by Liberty High School following their first win of the year over Hazleton.
Well, it's our first win, so that's a good. We tied the other day. So anytime we can get a win under our belt and break that ice, it's good.
It gets us going. Now we know how we can play. I mean, if we do more hitting-wise, we'll be even a better team, but I think it brings up the team morale, and it's a good win to start the season.
It's a good kickstart of the season. This is only our beginning stage. We're going to grow over the season. We're going to get better. We're going to hit more, and we're going to get more runs, and we're going to win more games.
It really sets the tone for the rest of the season, especially, in the beginning. This is our first win, so we got a feel for how we're supposed to play. We can change a couple things based on this game. And it's a good learning experience for this game.
I think one of the things last year that really helped us was plate discipline. You know, we waited for our pitch. We didn't chase after bad stuff. We were really good 0-2 count. So I think plate discipline is key. You get good at bats, you win games.
You know, some of our kids are used to what we did last year. And, they all have a winning attitude. And they all know what's expected of them. And they all know what we need to do in order to win. So that's good. Now, experience-wise, we're going to need a little more experience because we're very young.
So I just think that if I pitch well for the rest of the season, I'm better in the windup, so if I have a couple runners on, my curveball is not as in the zone, I'd say. So I just need to focus on keeping runners off, less walks, more strikes.
On base percentage is key to winning games. If you don't get on base, you're not going to win games. Last year, whoever led off the inning, they always got on. And basically, if you don't get on, you're not going to win. You need runs.
Well, we know people are going to come out for us this year, but we're not going to let that get to our head. We're just going to go every game and play hard and play how we know how to play, and we'll get the job done.
Just thank you to my wife, who always picks up the slack at home. She's a great wife.
Welcome back to RCN Sports Talk, presented by The Morning Call. Keith Groller and myself are joined this segment by the defending District 11 boys lacrosse champions, Central Catholic, and their head coach, Dan Dolphin, and this segment, Matt Marker and Zach Nelson. Gentlemen, congratulations on last year's honor, and thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And we were talking about the sport of lacrosse and how popular it's getting, and I remember about 15 years ago, I was doing a game in New Jersey for baseball, and it had a decent crowd, and I looked across the way, and there's this huge crowd of people. It was almost like a football crowd. And I said, what's going on over there? And they're playing lacrosse. And by that time, the trend was starting to come into Pennsylvania, and I know the numbers keep growing a little bit slower than other states, but the sport of lacrosse is really getting popular in this area. First of all, what's it like playing the sport, and would you like to see the crowds continue to evolve? I know you had a big crowd the other night for Parkland.
Yeah, we had Parkland. It was last Wednesday, and the weather was actually pretty cold, and I was pretty surprised, but I think we had close to about 500 people there for the game. And once people kind of come to the games and watch the action and learn the rules, people tend to get hooked on it. Yeah. There's people that I know who have no children who have ever played the sport, and they come to the games on a regular basis and tell me how much they enjoy it.
Yeah. What got you into the sport initially?
I think my brother originally got me into it because he started, and it was actually my first time playing was at a Lehigh camp with him when I was really young. So that after that, I just kind of fell in love with it from there.
Mm-hmm. Matt?
My older cousin actually introduced me to the sport, so I just kind of fell in love with like watching the game and then wanted to play it myself.
I remember a few years ago, there was a football player, and I won't tell his name, but he Central was in the middle of there three times being district champions for football. And we were talking about how great football is. And he goes, yeah, this is okay, but I can't wait for lacrosse season because that's the sport I really love. And mm-hmm. Dan, I notice a lot of people at Central Catholic really love playing for you and playing the sport under you.
Well, I don't know so much that they love playing for me. They enjoy the game. I try to create an environment where kids who are pretty athletic can come out and try the sport. Mm-hmm. We've had some kids who have never played lacrosse until they got to Central. And I'm a phys ed teacher at Central Catholic, and I get to see the kids on the gym floor. So once in a while, I'll pick somebody out and say, hey, I'd like you to come out for lacrosse. I guess it was probably 5 or 6 years ago, there was a young man who I saw on the gym floor, and I asked him to come out and play lacrosse. He became a goalie. In the last 2 years, he was a starter, and he actually made the Princeton team. He's a student at Princeton. He made the team. Oh, very good. And he made the team his first year, then he is studying right now to be a doctor. And he said there wasn't quite enough time for lacrosse, so he gave that up. But that's kind of like the environment we try to create over there.
You've had maybe you can mention some of the great, and you have a, and at least I recognize one name here from the Central Catholic football team. He's going to be on our next segment, I guess, Harrison, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Looking forward. But you've had a great array of crossover between football standouts and lacrosse stands. Wasn't Goulias a very good lacrosse player?
Kevin Goulias, his brother Scott Goulias, mm-hmm. his brother Jeff Goulias. Mm-hmm. I had three of the Goulias brothers, all played football, all played lacrosse. Kevin McDermott, Colin McDermott. Colin was a very good football player, and he was also a very good lacrosse player.
Yeah.
Trying to think of who else we had. I know there's a couple. Joe Wolf, yes, definitely. He's probably the best that's come out of there so far in terms of a two-sport athlete. But there's a lot of carryover between football and lacrosse. Kids who kind of like contact, kids who enjoy running, good eye-hand coordination, that type of thing, all in football that you absolutely have to have in lacrosse.
Well, I really like it because it is a combination. And lacrosse should be just considered lacrosse. I know that. But, for the guy that comes from a different background, it's got elements of basketball, it's got elements of hockey, and it's got elements of football in it. And so when you combine the physical nature of football with the passing of a basketball or hockey, and I think it's a great sport. Now I haven't seen a lot of it lately, but they tell me though, the boys' game and the girls' game very, very different. Maybe you can explain that.
It's very different. The girls' very limited contact is permitted. It's actually a bigger field than the boys' field. They don't wear any equipment to speak of, no gloves, no helmets, that type of thing. And the people, I guess you'd say it's kind of like a purist sport. The people who enjoy women's lacrosse at places like the University of Maryland and Syracuse and Notre Dame, they get crowds, 2,500, 3,000 people at their games. But it, other than the fact that you shoot the ball in the net and you run up and down the field passing to one another, there's not a whole lot in common between the two sports.
Well, speak to the college. We had talking about volleyball. There's limited options for other than club for the volleyball athlete. But lacrosse, we have kids going all kind of levels and all kind of places, right?
Oh, yeah. There's no question about that. I think when I started at Central, this is my 11th year, when I started at Central, there were 51 D1 programs. Mm-hmm. And now I think we're up to 73. There are about 60 D2 programs. and there's well over 200 D3 programs. So even though the sport has grown kind of exponentially at the high school level, it hasn't grown quite that fast at the college level, but there are still, you know, a lot of opportunities for kids who want to play college lacrosse, especially at the D3 level.
Well, we should mention young men going to Lehigh, and Lehigh's been super strong in that sport, right?
Yeah, they've been very good in that sport, no question. Coach Cassis has done a great job in, I think, the 7 years he's been there. They're perennially a top 20 team, this is the first player we've had from Central Catholic who's going to be going to Lehigh, and that's Matt. And Zach here is going to be going to the University of Jacksonville. Ooh. to play lacrosse.
And you have another person, because I only know this because I was down at the signing ceremony when these guys committed, but there was another person from Central Jacksonville, right?
Yes, Ryan Bevel. He's a senior there this year. He has represented Central very well. He's a two-time captain of the team. And I keep in touch with Ryan, text with him once in a while, and have watched, gotten the opportunity to watch a couple of Jacksonville games. But we're real proud of the fact that Zach is going to be going to school there next year.
I think we should go down to our show from Jacksonville for a couple weeks.
That would be nice.
We'll follow you. We'll watch some of your games and do the show. Have you on there next year.
Yeah, sure. That sounds good.
Keith, make that happen.
I've got to make everything happen.
Well, you're the big guy. You're the big guy. We'll make it happen. Matt and Zach, could you talk a little bit about last year? You know, there's some very good teams in this area, but, you know, to be District 11 champions is quite an accomplishment, to beat some of the other teams that you have to butt heads with during the regular season and then in the district playoffs.
It was a great season. I think we finished 22-2, and you know, EPC and district championships was definitely a huge step for the program, and we would like to go a little bit further in the state playoffs, but you know, we lost to a great team that eventually won the state championship.
Yeah, I agree. I think we had a great season. We won districts and EPCs, which hasn't been done before in Central's history, so we were really excited about that. And yeah, we would have clearly liked to been or go a little farther in states, but it was a good game when we lost to Springfield, and it was a hard-fought battle. So,
but are we closing the gap? Look, at when they started, and I remember that it wasn't a full PIAA deal, right?
I mean,
so, in fact, there was a different governing body that crowned a state champion, I think.
That is correct.
And when we started this in PIAA, they said, well, it's going to take a long, long time for us to catch up to, like, District 1 in particular, I believe, suburban Philadelphia down that way. Mm-hmm. Are we catching up? Are we making progress and catching up in with the caliber of our programs?
Oh, there's no question we are. When we started playing some of those teams probably 8-9 years ago, and the first couple years, they beat us pretty soundly. But in recent years, we've played teams like Plymouth White Marsh, O&J Roberts, other teams from that area, and we've more than held our own and won several of those games. I think one of the big contributors to the fact that this gap is closing is a lot of the guys like Matt and Zach go and play club lacrosse in Philadelphia in the summer. So they get to play against a overall higher caliber of play on a day-to-day or week-to-week basis. Mm-hmm. And they bring those skills back to the Lehigh Valley, and we've got it to the point now where probably half of our team is going down and playing for some club team down in the Philadelphia area during the summer.
Yep. Before we let you guys go and bring in some of your teammates, do you have any highlights? I know you want to win EPC again this year, district title, but what are some of your individual highlights? And is it a little bit different now you're going through as your senior year, your last time going through the schedule?
I think it's, yeah, a little different, but I think the same goal kind of we had last year is we really wanted to make it that state run, mm-hmm. and we kind of got cut off a little early. So I think this year that's kind of what our main focus is getting EPC and district hopefully again, but also just getting past that, getting to the finals of states is something definitely we're really focused on.
Yeah. Matt, any other individual goals you have coming up over the next month?
I mean, I agree with him. We just definitely want to be where we were last year. You know, EPC and district champions, and then, you know, a state run would be great.
Yeah. All right.
Dan, do you want to add something?
Well, one last thing. This group of guys that are here today, I've been coaching them for 4 years now, and they have, in the history of the program, they have the winningest record. I think at this point right now, after 3 years, they're, I think it's 48-10 over that 3-year period. Mm-hmm. And for both Zach and Matt, the person who holds the record for most points scored in our program is Joe Wolf, and he has 298 points is what he finished with. At the beginning of this year, Zach had 228 points and Matt had 220 points. Wow. So both of them have a very good opportunity to break that record. And I really like to see maybe they end up the year tied with one another.
Yeah, you can't move from one over the other.
But it's been a real pleasure coaching these guys. And I look forward to making a real nice run with them this year.
Yeah, we wish you the best of luck. Congratulations on all the success you guys have had so far.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to bring in some of the more of the Central Catholic boys lacrosse team members coming up right after this timeout. Quick reminder, though, we'll have our first of 6 remote shows with Sports Talk on the road coming up. Our first date will be Thursday, May 24th from 7 to 8 o'clock, and we'll feature members of the Lehigh Valley All-Star football team. Coach Ronalds is already on board trying to get hold of Coach McConnell up at Lehighton, and we're also going to reach out and talk to some of the players that will be participating in this year's big game. It's all part of a fundraising event to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of the Lehigh Valley. More information coming soon on our website, rcn.com/rcn. Continuing on with our first spring edition of RCN Sports Talk presented by The Morning Call, honoring our defending district champions from last year, the Central Catholic Boys Lacrosse team. And we're joined not only by head coach Dan Dolph in this segment, but also Daniel Glemser and Harrison Ike from the Central Catholic volleyball team. Daniel, we have to ask you about the Mark Wahlberg look. How, on an average week, how many people say you look like Mark Wahlberg?
I get that quite often, more than you would think. You know, even my dentist, I go down and everyone, you know, hey, you look like Mark Wahlberg. And I say, yeah, I get that a lot. So very often.
Well, tell us about this year's team, because I know you have a lot of people coming back from last year's district winning team, especially on offense. Defense, I think you have some new faces, though, right?
Yes. You know, very talented offense coming back. We're losing a couple key guys, but, you know, we have the core there still. And, you know, defense is a work in progress, but we have a great coaching staff, and I believe that, you know, they can put it together, and we'll have no problems.
Dan, would you agree with that comment?
Well, I'll tell you what. We lost 15 seniors last year. Yeah. And we only have about 7 or 8 seniors this year, and the guys have really picked it up. Dan, Harrison, Matt, and Zach are all captains of the team, and they're just doing a great job at pulling people together and making sure everybody knows what their role is on the team.
Harrison, what's it like for you to be a leader now on this year's team?
Well, definitely coming in from football, I wanted to be a leader on the lacrosse team. I've loved my little brother's on the team, so getting to be an older player on his team and being able to mentor him has definitely been a great opportunity, as well as all the younger guys on the team.
Harrison, can you talk about maybe wasn't the kind of ending you wanted, obviously, in football this past year. Does that kind of motivate you to really kind of can't wait for lacrosse now? I want to get out there and really show
them. Yeah, definitely. I've been sort of upset about how we lost at the end of the football season. We lost a few tight games that we should have won, and coming into lacrosse, it just makes me want to win that much more. I love playing for Coach Dolphin. I love playing with my teammates, and I think being able to win that state championship is our end goal, and that'd be I don't know what would be better than that.
You know, we talked with the Maine's volleyball team about how Mesa is such a big school and there's different pockets. I mean, they got the field hockey people are here and the swimming people are there. And Central always struck me, Dan Dolphin, as, and maybe these guys can speak to it, as a much more unified school. Smaller school, obviously. Yeah. But everybody kind of pulls together. It just seems like it's a more tight-knit group. And I would think that helps you when you're trying to build a lacrosse program, that the guys are, you know, you got a tight-knit group that really wants to work hard together.
Oh, there's no question about that. Central has about, I think it's like 780 students. And from a student standpoint, it's a very close-knit group. And the guys on the team, it's interesting. Once the season starts, they're all going out for wing night or they're going for pizza. They get together with a lot of the, you know, the guys get together on a regular basis. And that's the type of chemistry you just can't buy. They create it, and that carries over onto the field.
Well, that's Harrison or Dan. I mean,
Daniel.
Daniel, I'm sorry. How about the camaraderie with other teams? I mean, in the earlier segment, I was talking about how football, everybody kind of hates each other. You know, basketball, because of the AAU element, I think guys are a little bit more friendly. How does it compare to in lacrosse? You guys friends with some of your foes, or is it really like football, man? You go against that guy across the other line, and a lot of animosity there. Can you speak to that?
So definitely there's a lot more camaraderie between lacrosse players than there is football guys. Football guys, just a lot of head-to-head. Mm-hmm. You want to beat the guy in front of you. Obviously you want to do that in lacrosse, but playing against your friends, like definitely there's a ton of guys on Parkland and Emmaus that we're friends with. And
because of the club thing.
Because of club. And that is just, I think that's great when we get to play our friends. It's a great opportunity.
Yep. There's been a tournament as long as I've been in high school. It's called Lehigh Valley Keystones, and he's the coach for Keystones, and it's a tournament against other counties in mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, and they go against each other, and playing for the Lehigh Valley team, you really get to know all the kids, and those are all the local kids and all the Valley kids, and you really build great relationships.
What was the offseason like, knowing how much you accomplished last year, winning league titles, winning district titles? Now you're the MARC team for both of those honors. Was it a little bit different approaching this year, knowing that especially the rebuilding team, that they could knock off Central Catholic, that might make their season?
Right. Last year was obviously, a great season for us, 22-2. But like the boys said earlier, we had the Springfield game. We were up by, I believe, 5, and we let that one slip away. And I think a lot of the boys think about that a lot, and that's really motivation to get back there, and we won it all this year. So,
I definitely agree with Daniel. That Springfield game was very tough for a lot of us. I know a lot of emotions, a lot of tears were shed after losing that game. We wanted it very badly, and I think that has really motivated us throughout these next few weeks and throughout the season.
It's good to hear them being motivated by that, because we'll hear stories in other sports that, something will go wrong and then the kids will be like, oh, well, I'm going to quit, or I'm not going to, I'm going to take it easy this year. But, I mean, it's good to hear kids using kind of that positive energy, knowing last year didn't end quite the way we wanted to, so now we're going to double our efforts and come out even stronger this year.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I was really surprised. From a coaching standpoint, it was very disappointing, too. I thought we had a team that could really make a run mm-hmm. For the state championship last year, we did end up ran into a buzzsaw with Springfield Delco. They are a very good team, and they ended up winning the state championship. But it wasn't 2 weeks after school was out, and these four guys were coming to me and saying, "Hey, let's start informal practices," and They wanted to get at it and get ready for the next year. And we participated in the Lehigh King of the Hill tournament in early November. And then after that, we just started our voluntary workouts, our winter workouts, and we've been at it ever since. And these guys are focused, no question.
No, you said 10 years at Central Catholic, right?
Yes.
Don't you go like kind of way back with the sport of lacrosse?
Well, I moved here about 20 years ago from the Baltimore area, mm-hmm. and both of my sons grew up playing lacrosse. I was actually a baseball player in college. Mm-hmm. Neither of my sons wanted to play baseball. They wanted to become involved in lacrosse when they were in the Baltimore area. And
which is like a hotbed, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's... kids start playing lacrosse down there at 4 years old. And I went along for the ride and just fell in love with the sport. And then when we moved up here, my younger son wanted to play in some of the youth leagues up here. And a couple of the people heard that we were from Baltimore, and they immediately thought I was involved in the sport. And so I just started coaching, and that's how I got involved in it.
We only have about 90 seconds left, but for Harrison and Daniel, what are your plans after graduation this year? And how much are you looking forward to? I know we talked about this with the volleyball team. It's a tough end of the school year because you have so many things happening. Hopefully you're still playing late into the school year and into the state playoffs, but there's a lot of things going on in your lives over the next couple months, too.
After graduation for myself, I'll be going on to Trinity College in Connecticut to continue both my football and lacrosse careers.
Great.
So I'm very excited about that. But before that, obviously, we got to get all the distractions out of our head, none of the senioritis, because we want to be in that state championship game.
Well, you said the S word, too. That's a big thing. Daniel, how about you?
I'll be attending the University of Alabama.
Wow.
Yeah, my cousin and my best friend, shout out Kevin Dwyer and Drew Glemser, they go down there. So I believe I might be taking up club lacrosse. I'm not really sure yet, but I'm really excited to go down there and for that next step in my life.
Roll Tide. Yeah. Look, all these guys, I got to say, this is class. White, nice white shirts, nice ties. You know, not that there's anything wrong with just wearing a sweater or whatever, or a goofy-looking vest like I am.
It looks good.
But
looks
hey, good. Now you got this thing going in the right direction, Dan. And I think you got to be very proud to be associated with great student-athletes like you are at Central Catholic.
Oh, I certainly am. The whole school, I'm very proud to be associated with the school.
All right, your next game coming up against Freedom High School Saturday.
That is correct.
All right, so make sure you go out and check out the Central Catholic boys lacrosse team as they go after another EPC and lacrosse district championship this year. Dan, thanks so much for bringing your team in.
Thanks again.
Continued success to you. And thanks to you for joining us. For Keith, I'm Chris. We'll see you next week for another live edition of Sports Talk. Good night, everyone.